I'm delighted to say my guest for the next few minutes is Chief Superintendent Gavin Stevens from Surrey Police. A very, very busy man who nonetheless has made the time to drive all the way up Box Hill this morning. Not in your police car, I notice. I was expecting you to arrive screeching with your blues and twos flashing.
No, not this morning. Up nice and early, so come straight to you. But what a great location up here for the race tomorrow.
Isn't it? Now let's talk about, I mean, we know that your colleagues over there, we can see them at the entrance to the National Trust part of the property, are already checking vehicles going in and out of the zigzag road. But as we were saying, this is a 250 kilometre route, 156 miles. The vast majority of it is in Surrey. How many people have you got working on this? What have you had to do to make sure it's going to be a safe race tomorrow?
Well, this has been a real team effort, and tomorrow we'll probably have over 600 officers out and about on the roads, making sure that this is a safe event for everybody to come to. But really, we've got to work very closely with the marshals involved.
5,000 marshals, I was reading, that you've got.
Yeah, lots of marshals, people from cycling clubs who are used to managing these sort of events. We've got, as Helen Clack said last time we had a chat, Surrey ambassadors, so that's local residents who can advise people about a good place to go and see the race.
And we've got a million people expected to turn out in Surrey alone. Any one of those could be a nutter intent on ruining the race. I mean, we saw the tax in the Tour de France. I mean, that's just a minor thing. How do you make sure that people like that can be weeded out early on, if indeed there are people with those sorts of intentions coming along on Sunday?
Well, as we've seen, the crowds are really good-natured. We saw in the torch relay last week that it was a fantastic atmosphere, but we rely on a number of things. Those marshals and stewards that we've heard about keeping an eye on the crowd, managing the crowd. We've got officers deployed in plain clothes. We've got specialist officers out there. Our teams are spotting for people that maybe their behaviour's a bit unusual, they've had too much to drink. But like in any event, we rely on public support. So if you see something tomorrow, if you see somebody that you're not happy with, then tell one of the stewards, tell one of our officers, and we'll deal with it.
BBC Sports Adrian Harms is with us this morning. Adrian, you had a particular query about the little stretch we've got here along Box Hill, because this is we're outside the Smith and Weston restaurant. I don't know whether you're familiar with this part of Surrey. If you've ever been at Box Hill, you may have noticed it before. And it's the top of one of the main footpaths coming to the top of the hill, where a lot of ticket holders and non-ticket holders will be climbing up the hill tomorrow ahead of the race.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Nick. And away to our left-hand side here is the ticketed area where you're explaining that the police are guarding at the minute. But this isn't a ticketed area, Gavin. So presumably people could make their way up the footpath here. And then how are you going to disperse them along the road here? Because a lot of people may decide to come to Box Hill who haven't got tickets for the ticketed area.
Yeah, well, I'd talk about both of those things, if I may. So those that haven't got tickets, then I'd encourage you to seek out one of the Surrey ambassadors. So they're in a nice sort of purple uniform, and they're local residents who can help you find a good spot. Pick up one of the maps from one of our libraries, or if you're not local to the area when you arrive, grab one of the local papers, because they've got lots of great maps in saying the times when the race is passing and viewing points and so on. Ask for advice to find a good spot, and we'll try our best to make sure that the crowds don't get too intense and we can spread them out. But if I just may as well, on the ticketed areas, if you have got a ticket for the Box Hill itself, then one thing I'd recommend is expect to be searched. That's part of the regime to get in there. And on the Olympic Games website, it tells you all about prohibited articles, so make sure you have a look at that before you travel tomorrow.
Could I ask you about that? Because we were talking to Locog yesterday, and it seems as if Box Hill is something of a special case. Because it's at the top of a hill, you can't really expect people to walk up without refreshments. And I understand that exceptions will be made. You can bring a picnic, you can bring liquids into the Box Hill ticketed area, unlike most of the other Locog areas.
Yeah, well, I think there's a great common sense approach to this, but nevertheless, there are prohibited articles as well, so make sure you know what they are before you come up here.
Okay, and also it's worth pointing out that it's not just Box Hill that will be the focus of the road race. Yes, we see the men go through nine times tomorrow, but there are big screens around the county. Do you know them by heart, or shall I go off my list?
I don't know them by heart. I'm sure your list is great.
We've got one at West Byfleet, which is in the charge of Pauline Hedges. There is a big screen in Dorking as well. Esher's got a giant screen as well. And have you been along to see the site, Gavin? The screen that's parked on top of Box Hill, if they're all that size, then you're going to get a good view of the race.
Yeah, I was up here a couple of days ago and saw the big screen at the top of the hill, and likewise down in Dorking Town as well, there's going to be a great event. So it's going to be a really exciting day tomorrow. And if you are coming out, just a few advisory messages as well. Make sure that you secure your own doors and windows, your own house. There are still a few camping places available. If you want to come in advance, check out Mole Valley District Council's website, and that can also help you with where to park as well on the day. Public transport would be my advice tomorrow, though.
Chief Superintendent Gavin Stevens from Surrey Police, thank you very much indeed, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much, Nick.